Physical is the meat sack body that you walk around and you groan about and you can't get slim enough or rich enough or happy enough, or you have contrast to decide if you're going to die if you have one more glass of red wine or one less glass of red wine or one toke over the line, sweet Jesus. That's the meat sack. That's the meat sack body parts where you make all these constant contrasting deciding decisions as a god. See, you're so powerful, you have to decide. That's pretty powerful. You have to choose. That's the point. In the meat sack, you have to choose. In non-physical, that's where all the real power is. But in that place of bliss, you don't choose because you're so blissed out, you don't choose. You would never choose anything outside of your experience now that is bliss. You'd never plant a seed because your garden would already be overrun with flowers that never faded, see? So it's the contrast, the yin and the yang balance. And what this holds in the soul, of course, that we've talked about, that's the stenographer that lets you know what was and what is and what must have, could have, should have, would have, maybe kind of would have, well, and something like that. It records the parts you've thought, spoken, manifested, and folks, things that you've thought, spoken, haven't manifested yet. So that's what the soul does. Now, the trick of this whole process, which is a very good way to kick off through this really big shoe, is you're trying to engage with your physical and your non-physical in your middle kingdom of your now, exclusively. And when that happens, you get so busy pleasing and delighting yourself, nothing else comes into your gaze or is influenced from your outer kingdom. There's all kinds of things to see, and sometimes that affects your inner kingdom, which is where your emotions are held, wrought, and respond. This balance, all that kind of, your feelings should become unhurtable once you come into your place of power. So the reason to divide those out, if you want to, is just so you can pinpoint what everybody's job is and how it applies. Once you bring those all together, then you've got the total package. And that's called an ascended human creator, creating, also known as a lover who loves, which should be your ultimate goal.